Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You're at 657 AM, radio with the truth in its voice.
Wonderful, faithful, and loving Father, we are here once again this morning. Thixo wethu namandla onke, sizonqula, siphakamise, sibabaze, sidumise igama lakho. Sithi siyakudumisa ke Thixo, nasekuseni siyakuvuma ukuba wena unguYehova. Siyabuvuma obungangamshe bakho mzali wethu. Siyabuvuma obukhulu nobukhosi bakho. Siyabuvuma obuncwane bakho Thixo wethu olungileyo. Siyakuvuma ukuba wena uncwalisekile ngaphezu kwabo bonke Thixo. Siyakuvuma ekuseni ukuba wena unguThixo onamandla onke. Siyakuvuma mzali wethu ongadinwayo kukumamela abantu bakhe ukuba wena unguThixo omileyo ngoku ngonaphakade. Mawufumane naluzuko lakho ke on this first day, mighty God, of a brand new month, sizakuwe sisithi bayede ngonyama yesixeko sakwaYuda, wena owaphalaza ubomi bakho eCalvary ukuze umntu nomnye nomnye akwazi uxhumana noThixo wakhe. Ekuseni sizakuwe ke Thixo ngenxa kaYesu Kristu, sizakuwe ekuseni ngalamandla eCalvary, sizakuwe ekuseni Thixo wethu sithembele kuwo lamandla nomsebenzi owagqitywayo on our behalf. Siza kuwe Thixo siphethe izibongo nemibulelo, sisithi uThixo ofana nawe besingakamboni. Bakhona Thixo Nkosi emakhosi bayaziphakamisa bazinika amagama, kodwa ofana nawe uThixo bengekabonakali. Lithi lizwi lakho Thixo othe wabonakala, thina sawufana naye. Besingekamboni ke Thixo ofana nawe okwazi Nkosi yamakhosi usulicala liphele Thixo wethu. Asikakamboni uThixo okwazi uvula isandla sakhe ondle into zonke. UThixo okwazi utweza amaphiko akhe akhusele zonke izinto. UThixo ongoyikiyo uthatha umtshakazi emakethi amnike igama lakhe, igama elingaphezu kwamagama onke, igama elithi xa umtshakazi ethetha ngalo, efunga ngalo, emile phezu kwalo, onke amadola guqe, zonke iilimi zivume ukuba uThixo nguYehova. Hayi igama besingekaliboni Thixo wethu, eli gama elikwazi uqhekeza imisedara yeLebanoni. Besingekaliboni eli gama elihlaba lohlule, elinamandla, elingumboshongo, eli gama abalungileyo babelekela kulo. Thixo ulunge kakhulu ekuseni, sithi siyakudumisa Thixo, siyakuvuma ukuba wena unguYehova. Those who trust in and rely on you, Lord, with confident expectation, they are like Mount Zion this morning, which cannot be moved but remains forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surround his people this morning, from this time forth and forever. We understand and we are grateful this morning, Lord God, on the first day of this beautiful month, that the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land that is allotted to the righteous, so that the righteous will not reach up their hands to do wrong. Father, we thank you this morning as we lift up our voices. We can ask you confidently, do good, O Lord, to those who are good and to those who are upright in their hearts, because the Bible tells us, mighty Father, that we shall ask and we shall receive, that we should knock and the door shall be opened to us, and that we should seek and we shall find. This morning we are acting on instruction. We are acting on good counsel that you are calling us to ask, my God, and it shall be given unto us. We want to thank you this morning, Thixo wethu, that you are saying to us this morning that, Lord, as we sow, Lord God, it shall indeed be given back to us. A good measure shaken together, overflowing. We want to thank you this morning that you are promising us, mighty God, that you have not forgotten the good things that we have done, the good works that have have gone out, you have not forgotten. Lord, we want to thank you that you are encouraging the feeble hands this morning, that after we have done good, we should continue to do good and not be weary of doing good. Lord, we want to thank you this morning that you are encouraging us to continue sowing seeds of righteousness, to continue sowing, Lord God, according to the pattern of instruction that comes from you. You are reminding us, mighty God, that it gives you delight and pleasure to give us the keys to the secrets of the kingdom. It gives you delight and pleasure that we should fellowship with you every morning, that we should fellowship with you, mighty God, to receive fresh instruction from you. And so as we stand at this gate of time, we want to lift up your holy name. We want to lift up, Lord God, the name of the Lord that is above every other names. We want to thank you this morning, Tikoetu, that we are walking into this new month with thanksgiving in our hearts. We are walking into this new month with great perspective, Almighty God. We are walking into this new month with great strength and power, not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. We are walking into this new month with renewed strength, Almighty God, that does not come from human creation, but it comes from heaven, Almighty God. We are grateful that you are teaching us that the accent of our power lies in our vulnerability and weakness in you, O God. Because when we are weak, that is when you are stronger. So we want to thank you, that as we lift up our voices, mighty God, you lift up, mighty God, your will over the earth, and you establish it as the order. We want to bless you and to honor you, Exeni. Siti tabatinda oya komzali wetu ubengu tikogeba wange kamalo isunyana nelo moyo ingwele Exeni. Amen and amen. Diakolwa kutiko uyise onamandla onke.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring, 24 hours a day.
Siyakhothama kuwe baba wethongwele athophala kahle bayathula imiqhele beguqile phambi kwehlalo sobukhosi bathungwele miyotshalo bathungwele phila kuze kube phakade uNkulunkulu ongenziwanga ngezandla zabantu uNkulunkulu owayivele khona uJehova igama lakho. Siyabonga baba ekuseni, siyabonga nqaba yethu, siyabonga ngikhona, siyabonga libo lethu, siyabonga mlondolozi wokuphila kwethu, siyabonga uNkulunkulu osinakile noma singasanakanga lutho, siyabonga uNkulunkulu osondlayo, siyabonga uNkulunkulu osithwalayo, uNkulunkulu ohamba nathi ehlane, ojabula nathi amanzi amaningi, osiwelisela ngabini lomlilo, uNkulunkulu osenza kahle. Siyayibongele ekuseni, ulimasukha naya, ulimaheleleya, ulabasina, ilimahuna, eleleya, ulimasina, alimahana, ulelelele sheke, ulimahe, ilimahuna, ilimahe, Jesus. Siyabonga Nkosi enhle, siyabonga wena ongcwele, wasithanda baba singelutho, was thanda singabonwa ngamuntu wasondla wasinakekela wahamba nathi indlela yonke sikunika uthumo Nkosi sithungwele wena wethwa in the name of Jesus.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Alikho elinye igama Thixo wethu olungileyo ebesinosinda ngalo ekuseni. Alikho elinye igama esinosimelela ngalo ngaphandle kwegama lakho Thixo umzali wokuqala wethu ntonga yethu yasekhohlo. Alikho elinye igama ekuseni Thixo wethu sinothembela ngalo Nkosi yamakhosi. Simise ngalo Thixo wethu sithi zakufika izinto. Simise ngalo eligama Xo wethu lithi lizwi lakho lingumboshongo abathembele kuwo babelekela kulo Thixo wethu bafumana insindiso. This morning we want to bless you and lift you up, our Heavenly Father. We want to bless you and lift you up, our God, God Almighty, this morning. We want to thank you, Thixo wethu, that izinto ziyafika zidlule kodwa wena uhlala uhlela unguThixo. This morning we are reflecting Barcelona in the place of prayer from the book of Genesis chapter 15. Glory be to Jesus. Ngicela ucela namhlanje ukuba umthandazo bazalwane siwuvuse kwasekuseni, siwuvuse kwasekuseni umthandazo via our WhatsApp kwasekuseni. Sikhawuleze ngeWhatsApp zethu siwuvuse umthandazo kunala uThixo sisakhona. This morning, Genesis chapter 15. Sometime later, the Lord spoke to Abram in a vision. Glory be to Jesus, and said to him, "Do not be afraid, Abram, for I will protect you." Glory be to Jesus, I will protect you. And your reward will be great. Hallelujah. And your reward will be great. But Abraham replied, O sovereign Lord, what good are all your blessings when I don't even have a son? Since you've given me no children, Eliezer of Damascus will inherit everything that you have given to me. Says Kalazoska Abraham, Ekseni Bazalana Kutikawake, says Kalazoska Abraham, when the Lord says to Abram, Abram, do not be afraid. I will protect you. Another version this morning, according to Genesis chapter 15. I am your shield. I am your reward. For obedience shall be great. Your reward for obedience shall be great. Hallelujah. I am your exceedingly great reward. You know, the Lord was just explaining to me how he understands why we are so exhausted. How he understands why the church is at the brink of giving up. How he understands that vele kuzawufika amaxesha in the journey of the church, in the journey of each generation, where we will be tempted to give up and turn back to Egypt, where we will be tempted, Barcelona, to side with those that hold a form of godliness but deny the power of God, where we will be tempted to believe the lies of the enemy in our lives, where we will be tempted to let go of the cross and see Messi Shia Panzum Namlezo, Sibaleke Barcelona, with a race that was never chosen for us. But this morning, the Lord is here to revive somebody's hope. He is here to revive somebody's faith. He is saying to you and I, through the words that he spoke to Abraham, to not be afraid, Abraham. I am your shield. Your reward for obedience shall be very great. Hallelujah. Some of us this morning, Barcelona, we are not oblivious, and the Lord is certainly not oblivious that some of us are joining this prayer this morning. You have already told God how much you are done. You are tired. You are done. You are asking God to give you other alternatives because you don't understand how you're going to continue living this life in this way. And the voice of the Lord is speaking to your situation this morning to say, do not be afraid, O servant of the living God. Do not be afraid, O church of God, in 2024. I am your shield, says the Lord. Your reward for obedience shall be very great. Literally, Zulgatigo, in the book of Genesis chapter 17, as if that was not enough, you would have expected, after God has spoken these words, that he would spare Abram from the necessary trouble. But straight after this, we see Abram Basalon, out of a place of tiredness, agreeing to the curation of Ishmael, agreeing, Basarone, even to the curation of Ishmael, agreeing to the voice of Sarah, who herself was exhausted. Akamboni lotiko basuse from their homeland. Akamboni lotiko uteku Abram suka from your father's house, and I will bless you exceedingly. I will cause that your name shall be great. I will bless those who bless you. I will curse those who curse you, and all the families of the earth shall be blessed because of you. At this point in the journey, uSarah kagamboni lotiko uthethileyo wabasusa from point A to point B. And then the Lord appears again to Abraham Basalone. You see, there are mistakes that will cost us in the journey, and yet the very same mistakes, the Lord is able to pardon them and wipe away the slate and go back to the original word that he spoke to you and I, that he spoke to the church, to say, Peter, the Lord has asked to sift you like wheat, but I have prayed that your faith may not fail you, to declare that indeed the gates of hell will not prevail against you. Oh, Peter, who is the rock, the revelation that Jesus Christ is the Lord, that he is indeed the Son of God. Sometimes, Barcelona, we stay on the mountain of our sin, of our weakness, of our efforts in trying to do the thing that God has called us to do, to a point where we find ourselves exhausted and we bring forth our Ishmael. Anything that is on this earth. And so the Lord appears again to Abraham, Genesis chapter 17. Hallelujah. When Abraham was 99, hey my God, 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am El Shaddai, God Almighty, serve me faithfully this time. Verse 15, Ute, I am your shield. What ahead of time, knowing that there is an air of exhaustion in the camp, knowing very well that kutin abasalone batiniwe, ebe yazutiko, wafika go Abraham, says to Abraham, do not be afraid. I am your shield. I am your exceedingly great reward. Yes, kwatikubu Abraham, ebese nyamen basalone, kwatikubu Abraham was under the pressure that you and I find ourselves in sometimes. The pressure that a lot of the servants of God find themselves in sometimes. The kind of pressure that lets you give in to the suggestions of the enemy. Ishmael came about, and God came back to Abraham, understanding the heaviness and the weight of the assignment upon the life of Abraham. Oh, glory be to Jesus. Sikhonza uThixo temba gele yoba salane. Siti sesinga temba galangu. Tika suka temba gale. Akumbulis tembi sozake. Because his promises are yes and amen. Through Christ Jesus. Given and sealed by the Holy Spirit in our lives. In Genesis chapter 17. Or to take when Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am El Shaddai, God Almighty. Serve me faithfully and live a blameless life. Hallelujah. Serve me faithfully and live a blameless life. I will make a covenant with you by which I will guarantee to give you countless descendants. Upendula lambuzo u Abraham wayembuzile in the chapter 15. Esitufana one tembisa tiko. God, you have not given me an heir. Therefore, yonke imizamo yami yawuphelelaphi na? UThixo uyabuya bazalwane uphendula u-Abraham lambuze bekade naye ukuthi ndiyasibona isithembiso sakho, ndiyasiva isithembiso sakho Thixo, wena ndiyakwethemba ingxaki endinayo. The evidence around me does not suggest that what you are promising me will be able to last generations and generations to come. And in the book of chapter 17, in chapter 17, uThixo uyamphendula uthi kahle kahle, Abraham, khawukuthembe mna, walk circumspectly before me, because I am El Shaddai, I am God Almighty. Lithi lento xa isithi uThixo, I am God Almighty, uthi ayikho imeko eya kundahlula. There is no situation that is above and beyond, too deep, too wide, that I cannot get to it, because I am the creator of the heavens and the earth. This morning, bazalwane, ukholo lakho malubuyele esihlalweni salo. Ukholo lakho this morning malubuyele endaweni. UThixo, who promised you, who called you, akakalibali even today. Yes, he sees the circumstances under which you ought to minister. Yes, he sees the difficulties about your life. Yes, he sees all of the things that you are going through. And yet this God is reminding you today that I am El Shaddai, the God that is more than enough. Serve me faithfully and walk circumspectly before me, and I will make your descendants as countless as the sand, as the sea, as the sand in the seashore. This morning, the promises of God, they are yes and amen to the church. They are yes and amen to you and I. They are yes and amen through Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.